I say to people that you undoubtedly are going to hate at least one. You'll feel okay about one or two, and you'll love one. And the beauty of this thing is that for every individual, the answers to those different categories will be completely different.
You have a really classic summer season and then solo flights. Are you looking to balance those crowd pleasers with something a little more unexpected, a little more experimental?
Well, I think the first thing to say overall is that Theater Aspen very much is trying to expand its footprint and its impact, both in terms of what times of year we offer entertainment, as well as the kinds of entertainment we do. You know, we just hated the idea that on August 17th or 18th, when the summer season ended, nobody really thought about Theater Aspen until the following June. And we need to address that. And this festival is one way to do that.
I want to talk more specifically about the programming that people can expect to see with solo flights. Can you give us a rundown?
What's so interesting about the one-person genre of shows is that years ago, the only one-person shows consisted of a famous person portraying a famous historical figure. So you had shows about Mark Twain and Emily Dickinson. And those still get written and performed, and some of them are quite entertaining and successful, and we are open to doing those. But the category has become much more attractive to a wider range of work. You have stand-up comedians who are not doing comedy routines, but they're actually doing plays. Billy Crystal's famous Broadway show, 700 Sundays, is an example of that. You have authors who are writing for plays, but they just consist of one actor. You have one-person musicals, which you never had before. So there's a lot to choose from, a lot that's very exciting in this genre. We've chosen four things that we think are very interesting. One of them which I guess is being talked about the most, is called Coach, which is about the legendary UCLA basketball coach John Wooden. We have a play that takes place at the turn of the 20th century with an OBGYN, when that was a new specialty, who falls in love with one of his patients. We have a musical. That's a world premiere. And then the last one is kind of a goofy story about a 38-year-old woman who comes back to her hometown because her mother has passed away, and she discovers that the only relationship she's had in her life, which was her high school boyfriend, has turned into a mass murderer. And that is both kind of horrifying and funny at the same time.
What would you say to somebody who's like, that sounds kind of out there, I don't think that I'm into the one-person show? How would you bring them in?
People say they're, you know, they're not familiar, or they don't think they would like one-person shows. But then you say, well, do you listen to podcasts? Oh, well, that's kind of like a one-person play in many cases. Do you listen to books on tape? Well, gee, that's storytelling with one person. So it's not so unusual as an experience. And in many ways, it's heightened because for the performer, it's really tightrope walking because there's nowhere to hide. There's no other person to talk to. There's no other nothing else going on but you telling the story, and you better figure out a way to be compelling or you're just going to lose everybody's attention, which I think makes it exciting for an audience.
Jed Bernstein, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.